This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the cliffcentral.com website where there's a show for you.
The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on cliffcentral.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you, good morning to you. This is The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on cliffcentral.com. It's usually how we start the show, but hey, today you got me, so we'll put it in, cut it into edit.
It's just the two of us.
I know, you and I.
And maybe one guest here and there, sprinkled around.
No, about 400.
But today we have 400. We have literally King Leonidas and his army.
Yeah.
Oh, that was 300.
Are you well?
Yes, wonderful.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Great show last week. You missed Peter Dirkhuis and David Dennis in studio. It was an exceptional interview with tributes to Winnie Mandela. It was really great.
So you had to make up for the lack of my charisma by getting Peter Dirkhuis in.
Peter Dirkhuis made it up.
I'm honored.
Are you well? Travels well? You good?
Yes, wonderful.
I went to
Zambia on the weekend.
Zambia!
I was at Vic Falls. It was stunning. Absolutely beautiful.
So I love it. It's my favorite place in the world. And I walk around and I'm going, because of the rush of the falls. So, welcome to Zambia! Because it's whoosh, Zambia! You must always do that.
I thought we'd go Zambia.
Zambia! Zambia! Always. I walk around. Telling everyone, we're going to Zambia. Seriously.
So we
Sun International used it in their radio ad. Where are we going? We're going to Zambia.
So nice.
I've just given Zambia the biggest punt.
There you go. Yeah, you said it about 300 times. One for every guest we have in studio.
Yes. Well, we have a jammed, packed show.
Yes.
We're starting to talk about the Saturday Social Club. Which we're going to talk about in a second. We'll get into the whole detail with Nick Rush from Rush Productions.
Hi, guys.
Formerly of Watershed, and with Ross Learmonth, who is from Prime Circle.
That crazy Scotsman.
It's great. We're going to chat to them. And then we're going to talk about Green Man Flashing, which is at Auto General Theatre on the Square. We've got Lita Bam, Michelle Douglas, and Kate Licorice coming into studio, which is going to be loads of fun. Phenomenal show. By the way, it opened last night. Then something really interesting. A former American football star. I've never interviewed an NFL player before. They say that he's the young version, dreadlock version, of Dr. Phil meets Ayanna Vincent meets T.D. Jakes meets Oprah. Motivational speaker. I think he's going to be cool. He'll be on the line.
Sure, that is quite a
just
mix
landed
of
in South Africa. I know. What a cool one to have. And then I thought, just for the sake of music and wonderful things, you know, our very special guests in studio, or our sponsors of the day, are a Skin Sense Day Spa here in the heart of Rivonia, just run on Vessels Road.
I drive past every morning.
I know, exactly. And you love someone to rub you in.
It's one of those things you drive past and you're just like, oh, I just want to go there. What is it like?
And they've got a great restaurant and they've got a hair salon. So we've got them in studio. And I thought what we'd do is we'd get... He's got to be one of the country's top saxophonists, piano players, musicians. His name's Philip Holder. Philip, go. Just do your thing.
A little bit of soul on this winter morning.
I thought we needed some soul for this winter morning.
Maybe you want to light a cigarette. I don't know why.
Where did Nick Rush come from? Nick Mister. But the whole thing is that he's traveled the world, just traveled and playing jazz in Chicago. And I just thought this is what we need for when we have the wonderful Cecilia and Justine giving massages in studio. So we thought we'd just get some sex going in the background, because Nick, you're the first one up at the couch.
Ah, killer.
Because usually when you get to have a massage, they play that kind of Native American Indian. It's very like, you know, like very ethereal kind of music. That was a poor impression of it. So maybe Philip can bring out an album. Do you have a Native American Indian album coming out?
Not yet.
No.
Okay, so we're going to get to you in a moment. But in the meantime, let's jump straight into it with Nick Rush, formerly of Watershed and of Rush Productions, and Ross Learmonth, who is from Prime Circle, about this. What is it called? Tell us all about this new production that you do.
So the Saturday Social Club.
Saturday Social Club, yes. Empress Palace.
At Empress Palace at the Red Roman Sheds. I feel like there have been way too many craft beer festivals, this and that, and blah, blah, blah. There's far too many things where the music is just like incidental.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about the show.
That the music.
Yes, we've got big lights, big sounds. We've got like big sound. We've got a 8.2 by 2.4 meter LED screen behind the stage, and then shooters also cost R20, by the way.
Sounds okay, because you're from the East.
Yes, I am indeed.
Okay, and so you're just going back to your roots, are you not?
Basically, and I feel like the East Rand is good to rock bands, and we want to keep it 100% local, 100% rock and roll, and make it something really, really cool.
But I mean, I must say, if you love rock, you come from all parts of the country.
Totally.
Is this the first festival?
This is the first one. So
there's going to be lots happening.
There's
going to
be six this year. So we've announced the first three. We've got Prime Circle happening tomorrow, on Saturday. With Dirty Moonshine and my own show, Six String Stories. And then people can just keep an eye on the Rush Productions page for all the other...
So what is Dirty Moonshine?
Dirty Moonshine is
that's the 20-rand shots.
Yeah, most definitely. And they are all kind of short guys, so they are little shots of men.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that makes sense at all. I'm so tired right now.
But okay. They can rock out.
They can rock out. They are very, very cool. They're like a dirty modern type of ZZ Top rock and roll band. Killer voice, killer players, killer songs.
Okay, and then we've got, of course, Prime Circle.
The one and only.
So on the line, we've got Ross. Let's chat to Ross. Ross, how are you doing? Ross, you there?
Maybe I can't understand you with your English accent.
Ross!
Ross! They can take your mic.
We'll get Ross. No. Let's get him back on the line. Okay, we'll get Ross on in a second. And then your band, or your group.
My show.
Your show. What is it now?
So from the 30s till now, there's like 8 decades of recorded electric guitar. So all the biggest, best electric guitar songs.
Sounds like a long show.
Eight decades. Yeah, there is that much. I mean, that's right, a cool line to start with, I've really shortened it a lot.
We need to get you in studio because I want to go through the 8 decades, okay?
Right.
But Nick's on the line. Ross is on the line. Ross, how you doing?
By yourself.
Good. Prime Circle is going to be doing this wonderful festival. Firstly, how is Prime Circle doing?
Doing well, man. We've been stirring our asses off. We've been playing a lot, so just glad to be on the road and playing.
Ross, this festival and this relit Saturday Social Club bringing rock music back to some extent. This is a cool festival, cool things to do.
Yeah, I mean, playing the East Bands always loved a good show and a good rock and roll show, you know. So going back to the East Band is something we always enjoy. So looking forward to getting back there and giving it horns.
Ross, tell me, Prime Circle. I mean, the things that you've been doing. Any latest albums? Any things that are interesting that you've been up to? Traveling the world, I guess.
Yeah, man. We've been we launched If You Don't, You Never Will. So the album about 6, 7, 8 months ago.
Yes.
Time flies. I keep saying 4 months, but it's been about 6 months now. So it's been amazing. It's been very well received here and in Europe as well. So we've just been touring that. And we just recently shot a DVD as well, so there's so much stuff going on that it's the best time for musicians because, I mean, idle hands, you know.
Was there any procrastination in making that album? Was there any procrastination in making that album, or is it just a clever name?
No, it's just guns blazing, you know. There's no procrastination.
I was wondering because I thought maybe you guys were sitting around thinking.
Ross, he's trying to be cute. Just ignore him. You know, please.
Hi, Ross. This is your friend Nick here.
How's it, Nick? How you doing, bro? How you doing?
Very good, brother. Very good.
So Ross, great to see that Prime Circle still rocking the map and doing well. That album's out, so people must get onto iTunes and download it. But most important, I think, Nick, what you're doing, Nick Rush, is that. Live music
is special. Yes,
that's the key.
Yes,
and it's easy to download, but if you have the privilege to get into spaces where you can experience live music, and I think a lot of young people are losing that because it's so stuck in the ears.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much YouTube, Facebook, blah blah blah, and all of that stuff is incredibly necessary, and it's all incredibly good if you embrace it and use it the right way. For people that are users of it, but people that are just receptacles of the content sometimes can just, you know, park off and just wait for the next bit of content. We want to give people a reason to get out.
Get out and
do
move.
Something. Yeah. Yes.
And see move them, and have fun.
See them in 3D.
Yes, oh, correct. 3D correct. People.
And it depends if you take something strange, you might be seeing them in 4D, depending
yes.
on the moonshot.
Yes, yes. depending on the 20 Rand shooters that we've got on site.
I know,
yes.
love it. Ross, thank you for joining us. So we wish Prime Circle all the best going forward, and we'll get you into studio soon.
Yes, yeah. We'll see you soon in the studio. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys next. See you on Sunday, my brother.
Saturday.
Saturday.
You crazy
Saturday,
Scotsman.
Don't.
If I'm there on Sunday, then I'm a bit late.
You'll still be there on Sunday. I know your style.
Because they all can serve at Empress Palace, which is yes. cool. Thank you, Ross Lemuth.
Thanks, bro.
From Prime Circle. Nick, lots of fun things. So, again, it's. And where is this? The red. What?
At Empress Palace, you just drive in and drive towards the underground parking, and it will come up on your left hand side. You cannot.
Are you building it? Is it
No. It's a venue that's already there. It's like a. Have you guys been to the Good Luck Bar?
Yes, in town.
Like three times the size of that.
Oh, okay, wow. Really?
Yes.
Okay. But yeah. Funny, I haven't been, and I've got to Emperor's occasionally.
Have you not been to?
Do you ever park underground? That's the question.
Because no,
I genuinely wouldn't have seen it. Yeah.
I'm going to say weird, but I do like that. I love the prawns at Hooters.
Yes,
sounds terrible.
It does sound terrible.
From a gay Woo! Man. From a gay man. It's Woo! Even more ridiculous. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah. And then go and watch Natalia.
I've got a fantastic prawn joke for you off air.
Really?
Yes, it has to be off air though.
Is it really?
Yes.
Because you know this is, you can say what you want here.
No.
Okay, you know it's unradio.
It's unradio. You
could do. No, okay. I don't know.
No, Ross wants to keep his red.
There's yeah. also a decent lady sitting next to him.
There's also a decent lady.
He doesn't want to be
two
discussed.
Other decent ladies there and wow.
Now, very quickly, because Ross, we're going to move you onto the chair. When last did you have a nice good back massage?
Because just as forever ago.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. So you can remove your jacket. I love it.
Okay.
We're getting Nick. Yes. Nick rushed to take his clothes off. No, I'm joking.
And just I think we should have some transitional music. Perhaps.
Yes, correct. With the one and only Philip Holder. Now, this is quite incredible, is because do you need headphones? Philip needs headphones.
Does he?
So you can hear. Okay, he needs to hear that. But okay. Before we do that, I want to just welcome Colette van Niekerk. Yes.
Hello.
Welcome, dear. Let's get.
Sorry.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Skin Sense Day Spa is just up the road in Rivonia. You've got phenomenal things happening this month. It's great April specials. And let's do the promo. Here we go. Okay, but I mean, seriously, you got things that are valued at $1,350, and they're now going for like 900, 1,000 rand. So that's just some of the cool stuff that you've got. The Swedish massage, say like half price and full body massages. Good things happening. Where do we find this info, by the way?
Obviously we've got our Facebook page, so all our specials are listed there, and then also we send out our SMSs to our database. On our website we also do have our specials. We list every month, we change our specials every month, so definitely on skinsense.co.za.
www.skinsense.co.za, and of course you've got a hair salon, and you've got your restaurant,
the cooking yes. accountants.
Yeah,
sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's quite fun. Obviously, we try to serve healthy food because we are a healthy spa. Everything about relaxing and rejuvenation. So obviously, we need to serve proper food. So
and what you put in reflects up
exactly.
through the skin,
exactly.
and the senses.
So you can treat anything well from top to bottom, from hair, skin. Do more intensive type of treatments, and then the relaxing follow.
Brilliant. Which is really cool. After a rock concert, you go to the skin center.
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm saying. I love it. Guys, the most important thing is that people just need to, you know, what I love about winter, and some often we don't find this in summer, is that a lot of specials happen. A lot of time people can connect and do some wonderful things. So it's just simply about picking up a telephone and saying, what have you got on?
Because
all over the country, if you just do that, it's a very clever thing to do. Phone a hotel and say, listen, you know, we're a family of four. Have you got any good winter rates or any specials happening? I think it's that easy to do, don't you think?
Yeah, no, exactly. So we also offer nice deals for group bookings. We've got a lot of corporates also that usually inquire about treatments that they can come for. So usually we can treat a big group of people to come to the spa and enjoy treatments and having lunch afterwards or breakfast. And we also try to have various type of specials every month.
So after the show next week, we're going to come in.
Okay, that's great.
We're going to do that, and we'll tell everyone what, all about it.
I was just thinking, a friend of mine is getting married soon, and we were talking about like hen's party and things like that, and that sounds great, because usually with massage parlors, they can't fit a large group in,
exactly.
And if you can... How fun would that be to do with the girls? Hey, Al?
And I love it.
Great.
What about the boys? Boys like this as well, except that they might be expecting funny things. You know, boys, they're naughty, naughty, naughty. Yeah. So skinsense.co.za, thank you for coming into studio.
It's a pleasure.
So we've got other people coming in now, but Nick, are you happy?
It's worth the money.
Nick, so we see we've got a rocker having a massage.
Well, yeah. I'm twitching.
Oh, go. Look, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. And of course, there's nothing better than... I've got to talk about Philip Holder, because... Philip, just come to this microphone before you start playing.
How you doing?
You got it, like... Are you well?
Get a bit in the earphones.
Okay, we'll get you some in the headphones now. We'll play it. Play with it.
Testing.
Oh, how are we doing? Okay, here's better?
Alan Forge show. No.
Okay, we'll fix it now. We'll get there. But we got it. Okay. But Phil, you've traveled the world playing jazz and music all over the globe. You said you've been to Chicago.
Yes, quite a bit.
Recently.
Yes, I've traveled quite a bit overseas.
You've got to come closer to the microphone so we can hear you.
Get closer.
And I mean, you love the fact that, I must tell you, I had a surprise birthday and Philip was playing. And I thought, wow, this guy's really cool.
You're 21st, right?
Yeah, that was my 21st going on 40th.
I actually did a gig with Philip about 9 years ago on a ship, and it was absolutely amazing. And this guy...
You said he's brilliant.
He's the only saxophonist I've ever met that can pretty much play like he's whistling. It comes that easy to him. And I mean, you can just... Yeah, he can just play anything. It's
and
quite amazing.
His saxophone is 60 years old, almost 60 years old, which is incredible. And so while we're relaxing in the studio, Philip Holder, please take it away with something. You know, we always got something happening with music.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to give a Ed Sheeran song a try.
Okay, let's give it a go. Ed Sheeran. Let's listen to some music. This is CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford with Nathan Rowe, The Unview.
A lot of things.
They're trying. Ah, there it is. No sound checks have been done.
Rush is getting his big bald head massaged, and I'm getting jealous.
That is beautiful. Oh, I love it. We're getting massages. Carry on with him. Look after him.
Sorry, I forgot to push buttons because someone started rubbing me.
There's no time to rub people while you're doing it. Keep it going, Phil. Oh, we just do this.
So Welcome to the Jazz Hour.
How cool. I know, this is like so cool.
Central.
We haven't had jazz before.
Well, yeah, this is really jazz, but it just feels jazzy. It feels smooth. Maybe it's because I'm being rubbed in the way that jazz rubs some people.
And that's the magic of Philip Holder. And we're so happy because we want to, the whole point of the show is we want to bring people into the show constantly. And this, often we forget we get the stars in and we get the big names like last week Peter Dirkhuis and David Dennis, and then you get other phenomenal people obviously that are so well known in front of the stage, but often we forget the orchestra and then often we forget the directors and we forget the phenomenal people that put this together. It's not just those people that take the bows. In studio, Letha Bam and Michelle.
Kate Licorice.
Where's Michelle Douglas?
Michelle Douglas is sleeping at home because she's got a stomach bug.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, Kate. I mean, Kate, forgive me.
I'm sloppy sick.
I told you, Alan, this is what happens when we have 400 people in
studio.
I know,
you see, I called Kate, who's very well known, Michelle, and I've called Letha.
Letha.
Trent, even though I've known Letha.
The H is silent.
I've known Letha for, do you know how long I've known Letha?
No.
See, how many years? 15 years.
At least. Yeah.
At least 15 years. Oh. I've known. And on a personal level.
Oh.
As friends. Working in restaurants, yes.
When he was working in restaurants. 100%. I met Letha when he was working in a restaurant. Sounds terrible.
One of your friends, yes.
When he was still 100 mils.
Yeah.
Now I'm a whole Letha. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, he's corny jokes. He's corny.
I tell dad jokes.
Bad.
Dad. Not bad jokes.
Okay, cool. So Letha and I have known each other for many, many years, Kate. And I've got to tell you something quite interesting. That even then, you were, your whole goal was to perform, go overseas, be on stage, release an album. Train in the best. No, but you have been overseas. You have released.
I've released a single.
A single, yes, but I mean, not the album. Okay,
album,
you went overseas.
Coming. Yeah,
you did that, and now you're on in this phenomenal play with a phenomenal cast. And when I say that, that people like Kate Licorice, Michelle Douglas, yourself. Again, to work with David Dennis.
He's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, he is just...
Such a treat.
So, yeah, he is such a treat.
It really is.
No, but beyond. What a great show at Daphne's Place. I keep saying, you know, I'd like to... there's Peter's Place, there's Daphne's Place, there's Bernard's Place. Have you been to their places? It's called Auto and General Theatre on the Square. But it is like Daphne's Place. That's
absolutely.
Hazel's Place there, and, you know, that's how you do it. But the show is phenomenal. We had David discuss briefly about it last week. But tell me a bit about the show, and how was the response on opening night, which was last night?
Opening night is tonight.
Oh, it's tonight,
actually, yes.
Sorry. Do you know that? I want to
have previews for the last three nights.
You have had previews. Yeah. But I've got, I know, and I said to, I'm not available this evening, so I definitely said, well, pop past. So I thought it was the opening, it was last night. But so tonight's opening night, and tell us about the response, and tell us about the show.
I'll go ahead. It's called Green Man Flashing. It's a play by Mike van Graan. Mm-hmm. It's a political thriller, which is a South African political thriller, which pretty much deals with, which is very familiar issues that we have to deal with while politicians, but it's obviously a bit more heightened, let me say that.
Well, it's set in post New South Africa kind of rainbow nation. Mm-hmm. So it's set in 99, and it's kind of a reflection on where we stand, what's happening, the disillusionment from every side, and everyone just kind of grappling with that, and then these crazy things happen to this one woman, and it's actually scarily prevalent in terms of what's happening with our government at the moment, even though it was written so long ago,
12 years ago.
Letha and Michelle play a couple that was married. They get divorced after the one incident, and then another incident occurs, and Lita is working for the ruling party, and he's kind of the fix-it. He's kind of the Ray Donovan for the ruling party, and he has to come in and fix this before it gets out. And then I play a really intense lawyer who butts heads with Lita's character. So it's about morality, the greater good. What is the greater good in terms of what? The political greater good, the greater good of the country, or the personal? What is right for you personally?
And of course, you know, it's Daphne's Place, the Auto and General Theatre on the Square, always surprises you. One day you've got Mark Lottery, and the next day you've got a one-woman show, then you've got this great play, you've got comedians. It's a nice, intimate space. I think that's the beauty of it. And how is it handled within that intimate space?
Intensely.
Mm. That's what I thought.
It's an intense play. In the most wonderful way. Mike's writing is the kind of writing that keeps you on the edge of your seat. So you really feel like you, I hope, are with the actors, in that room with them, which is, it's pretty awesome. It starts and within a blink of an eye, you kind of at the end and you've just gone on this roller coaster, which is awesome, yeah.
What I think is so amazing is that, like, you know, usually when there's political content in something, it's taken in a very humorous way. And this sounds like a first for me. It's like, wait a minute, South African politics in a serious thriller?
Just go to the Market Theatre.
I was going to say.
But even that's almost, I don't know, sometimes that feels like a bit of a parody of itself in a way, you know, because it's too serious. You know what I mean? This sounds serious.
It's serious, but in an entertaining way, I'd say.
You'd never say the man has got a band and is from top singer from Swing City. We need to send you to more theatre, dear.
Yeah, well, the last theatre I went to, people put books on their head and then threw it at the ground. And I guess that was an abstract thing about the downfall of education, but it was a parody of itself to me.
This is not that. This is like it's a political thriller.
I think
thriller being the main word is you have all of these characters fighting for.
How big is the cost?
There's five of us.
It's five, yeah.
In a small
space. So sure, that's in.
We're never all five on the
we
stage
are at the,
together.
At the top of the piece, we are just to kind of set things up, not to get too much. but a lot of most things happen between the two of us. For example, our characters go at each other quite a lot. We have
But of course, as you're representing the ruling party that did something to women somewhere,
absolutely,
and you're fighting.
I'm a staunch feminist who's not going to let him get away with anything.
Interesting times.
Very interesting times.
Interesting times around the world, globally. Yes,
exactly. And it's really incredible how pertinent this piece actually is, considering, like Kate said, that it was written so long ago. But there's so many things happening right now. You think about the Jennifer Ferguson case as well.
Yeah.
It's quite,
But
quite
is uncanny. Is that because history is repeating itself, or do you think it's just gotten more extreme since the
piece was
written?
It's a good question.
I think it's been a pot that's been simmering on the stove for a long time, which obviously ignited this in Mike to write this. And in that time that it's been written and shown, the pot has just boiled over. And so women's rights, issues of race, it's all kind of come to the forefront where now it's in front of us. We're knee deep in it. But it's really... It's great to have a play like this that causes discussion in an interesting way. It's not didactic. It doesn't say this is right, this is wrong, which can be quite tiresome in theatre.
It just shows you something and says...
It puts it in front of you and it asks the questions and you leave kind of going, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
I was about to swear. I didn't.
You're lying.
No kids this time.
I swore last night in the Q&A.
Q&A with these kids with after. Kids. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's great to have that, isn't it?
When
you have the Crawford Colleges of the world and
these
But that's what's been so great on that same point of, you know, leaving people with questions. These kids have so many... They have such great insight in terms of the South African situation, in terms of race and stuff like that. They're really, you know, they know it affects them and they're really, you know, there for the peace. So
and they
really
get angry.
They get angry,
they
yeah.
get, where they ask us what happened at the end and do we think that this person did that? And we say, well, no. And then they say, but no. How can they do that? Yeah. That you can't do that. And it's so wonderful because they are so involved and so attached
yeah.
to it because it is it's a set work.
Yes.
Green Man Flashing is a set work at school. So okay. there's a lot of kind of...
And you guys feel like you're doing exactly what you're meant to be doing by leaving them with those questions and that,
you
that
have
internal
to.
Struggle almost. You know, like
yeah.
just to,
I feel
to
like
wrestle
that's
with
the
themselves.
Whole point of art in a way, true, you know, yeah. in a sense, is to challenge people's perceptions of whatever or maybe reflect what's happening in society now to, you know, bring it to people's attention. You know,
yeah.
I think that's the purpose of art, really, not just to entertain.
Brilliant. I like that summary.
And to make you think.
Absolutely.
To make you think. There's a few, there is some laughter in the play. We
of course,
can't we
yes,
can't
no.
make it sound like it's that serious.
There
like,
is some comic
there's,
relief.
There's some comic relief and a few one-liners that floor me backstage every time. mainly said by Sachaba, actually.
Yes, we can't say the line now.
No, we can't.
You have to come see the show.
You have to come see the show.
That was the
it just won't work.
You guys are quite cagey about the content of this production. It's made it very mysterious.
Well, because the thing is, you can tell the inciting incident, which is that Lita and Michelle, Aaron and Gabby, in the play, their characters, their child is dies, which basically breaks their marriage apart. And after that, they haven't seen each other for a very long time. And in that time, Gabby is working for one of the top ministers. She's working for him as a secretary, and he rapes her.
Mm. Yeah,
and Aaron has to come in now as her ex-husband.
And
fix this.
Oh, wow.
So there's a bit of a conflict and interest for my character. So it's about how he...
Yeah. It sounds like a shower story and a certain president.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And
but
it was written before that
happened. It was
written
2 years before it happened. So it's,
which is why it's so amazing. But it's
prophecy.
So the incidents that happen are really intense and heightened. But the play itself is so cleverly written and the arguments are so wonderful that it's just, a fantastic thing to come and watch.
Green Man Flashing, it's a set work, is at the Auto and General Theatre on the Square. Lita Bam and Kate Licorice, thank you for being us in studio. Don't go, we'll do some more stuff in a moment. This is The Unview, the Thin, the Rich and the Fabulous. We still haven't worked out exactly who's in the zoo. But I will say the following. Is that international motivational speaker and social media sensation Trent Shelton is in South Africa to tour. And he is quite phenomenal because he's a visionary, he's a natural speaker, but he is a former NFL star, American football player, if you don't know what the NFL is, and went on to go through, as we do in the journey of life, problems and challenges, and has now become one of the best motivational speakers in the world, and captivating audiences. You know, for example, 50 million followers weekly he's reaching through his social media platform. He's in South Africa and he's blowing everyone away. Trent Shelton, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
My friend, first and foremost, you know, South Africans don't know much about the American football scene, the NFL. That must have been an experience. We see it in movies, but that must have blown your life into another stratosphere to start with. Into the fame.
Yeah, it definitely... Wait, can you repeat that question one more time?
I said, when you became an NFL star, that fame must have taken you to another level that obviously put you into the experience of you obviously going through the downfall. So as you rose, you fell.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, making it there, you know, that was my goal my whole entire life. But, you know, once I got to that level, it definitely exposed me to a lot of things. Just you know, just a new life, you know. But unfortunately, that was kind of my rock bottom, getting there. Just the lifestyle and everything that came with it. I just wasn't mentally prepared to be able to handle that.
Trent, that's the interesting thing, is that we set ourselves up for these dreams, and then these dreams come, and we're not taught to be prepared for them. I mean, to become a football star, an American football star, all of a sudden that lifestyle, the woman, the sex, the drugs, the fame, the glory, the accolades. All of a sudden, I mean, we've just seen with the Australian cricket team. Again, people are doing things that are kind of crazy. And how does one prepare for fame and glory? Is there a prep point?
I think, man, it's just about staying humble. It's realizing that those things, you know, the things that you think are the world, the things that you think are success, really is not success. You know, that's the problem, is that we get to these levels and everything that we've been programmed the whole entire life to think is success, we get these things, and these things really, really cause us to lose focus. So I tell people all the time, you know, you have to find inner peace within yourself. You know, if you're dependent on whether it's women, men, money, titles, any of that to make you whole, then you will be empty again. So the first step for me, I would tell people, is just realizing you have everything you need in your life once you learn how to love yourself. And everything else that comes with it, then you're able to handle it, because those things come and go. You know, there's no guarantee to stay in your life. If you depend on those things to fulfill you, then it's a guarantee that you'll be empty again at some point.
Here comes the story that's interesting. So this wonderful fame, which you've worked as a kid to get into college, to become a huge star, to do the most incredible things in your life, the dream that's beyond the dream, Trent, all of a sudden, it happens. And then where did you see yourself moving away from yourself in the dream? Where did you start falling? You got it before you hit the...
when the business side came about, you know.
The business.
Yeah, the business side of the NFL, of sports. You know, a lot of people just, you know, they just see TV and think, oh, that's it. You don't understand, it's just like any other job. You know, there's a business side. You know, a lot of times the business side isn't fair. But life isn't fair. So when I was starting to get cut, which means, you know, fired, and having to go move from city to city and go from different places, and I was actually performing very well. But a lot of times, you know, it's a business thing. So you can be performing your best, you can be doing good, but they might be paying somebody else more money. So they give that person more opportunity. So I started to lose myself. I started to question my worth. I started to question even my existence, because this was my identity my whole life. So I felt like if I lost this, then my life was over. And that's when I start hitting my rock bottom, for sure.
And again, when you hit that rock, because I want to just put it in perspective for people that don't understand it, because you see it in the movies, is that in soccer, in rugby, in cricket, all over the world, and now obviously in baseball, in American football, the 1 minute you're playing for somebody, and then the team decides, you know what, we're going to shift you, and then they sell you to another team. And then they keep shifting you. So firstly, you have no home base, so you're moving from Chicago off to New York, off to California. And the next thing, all of a sudden, you're sitting with this, who am I, where am I, how good am I, when am I? And you know, you've been sold for $2 million and then $5 million. And then, no, we'll want that guy for $10 million. So then you're only worth $1 million to the next team. And I guess a lot of people don't understand what that means, because you never know your self-worth, actually, in some sense.
You never know your self-worth, because your self-worth is external. And, you know, that's one of the things that I teach people today, is that, you know, if your self-worth is external, what I mean by that, if you value yourself based upon what's outside of you, based upon your job, based upon your relationship, based upon how many followers you have on social media, you will always come to a point where you're pretty much captive to those things. You know, and those things aren't faithful. The dream isn't faithful. Social media followers aren't faithful. You know, those things can come and go.
Sure.
And so that's why it's very important to understand who you are, understand who you were created by, and realize that worth is internal. So when you find that internal joy, yes, you're going to go through hard times in life. Yes, you're going to go through struggles in life, but those things don't bring you back down to rock bottom. And your perspective changes. You allow those things to strengthen you instead of break you.
You hit rock bottom. What happened? What happened when you hit rock bottom? Was it the drugs?
You know, in my rock bottom, you know, two things happened that while I was there. You know, my rock bottom, like I said, was me basically not want to live anymore, you know, was me basically losing my faith. and losing myself. But two situations that really woke me up. One was my son. You know, my son was born in 2008. And when I looked at my son, you know, I wasn't proud of who I was as a man. And that immediately made me want to say, you know what, turn this time to man up. It's time to look in the mirror. It's time to face these battles head on. Your life isn't over. You have a beautiful son to live for now. And so my life became bigger than me. And that's the greatest blessing that was in my life. I'm not telling people just go have kids, but in that situation, when my life became bigger than me, it made me change. And the second thing was one of my best friends committed suicide. Realizing that everybody has these silent battles that we go through, and I wasn't able to be there for him like I wanted to, and that really woke me up, and that really kind of started rehab time. I said, you know what? I want to be a voice for people. I want to share my story. And I never really wanted to be a speaker, but I wanted to share my story. And those two things really woke me up and changed my life around. That's how rehab time started.
Now, Trent, if you think about it, this is incredible. So you look at now on the app. And on the app, you reach weekly over 50 million people with your different media platforms. You are living a very good, growing life with your wife, Maria, in Texas.
Yep.
And your two kids, Tristan and Maya. And it's incredible to see that even though you're not a footballer, you are transforming your life within other people's lives. It's not just about the game.
Yeah, and it's incredible, man. You know, I tell people all the time, and I guess it's hard for some people to believe from the outside looking in because, you know, we place these sports and different careers on certain pedestals, you know. But I tell people all the time, you know, I wouldn't trade this in the world for anything. If I was to, even if I had the opportunity to go back to NFL, I would not go, simply because, like, I know for a fact I'm living my purpose. You know, there's no doubt, question in my heart, mind, whatever. I know this is what I was created to do. And it's no better feeling to be able to live your purpose. Does it mean that it's always easy? No. It's hard sometimes. It's tough sometimes having to travel, be away from my family, having to, you know, be able to be there for, you know, millions of people across the world. It's very hard. But at the same time, it gives me peace knowing that my life is being used not just to help my life, my family's life, but also, you know, those across the world.
My friend, welcome to South Africa. Please, we're going to send this off as a podcast once it's done to your team. Send it around the world. It's the important reason that I want you to do that is to show that you can impact people wherever you go, be it a small, beautiful little country in the down south of the world or you up there in America with the glory and the fame. Thank you for being with us. It's been such a pleasure.
Oh, no problem, man. Thanks for having me, sharing your platform for me to get my purpose out to the world. I'm truly grateful for it.
Trent Shelton, motivational speaker, former NFL football star. He's at the President Hotel this Friday and Saturday. That's in Cape Town, doing this motivational talk. And then at the Hilton on Sunday, you can book your tickets at Quicket. Trent Shelton, described as the young, funky version of the Dr. Phil, Jan Levinson, T.D. Jakes, and Oprah of the world.
So basically, he's Oprah with dreadlocks that can body check you.
Yeah.
That's
T.D. Jakes. And Jan Levinson is who's even more, but seriously brilliant. Brilliant stuff. Trent Shelton, thank you for joining us on the line. Now, what I love about the show is that we're going from theatre, then to musical theatre, then to
NFL.
NFL, motivational speakers, to people singing in studio, to jazz, to skin sense, and looking after yourself and your well-being.
That's what we're about.
That's entertainment. That's all.
Even though you had 400 guests in studio today, I am surprisingly relaxed. I think it had a lot to do with the massage I received from one of the ladies from Skin Sense. My goodness, I am in heaven.
So I want to come back to Philip Holder just to come to grab the mic. You can sit down and you could, because I want to talk to you. Okay, let's.
There you go.
Sit down. You can sit down.
Okay.
Okay, we don't have to perform. I need to ask you. Philip, again, thank you for coming into studio. And what an interesting life. Now, you perform in a number of bands or in a number of ensembles.
Well, I perform as a solo artist. And I'm booked for corporate functions and many, you know, many different types. My life's quite interesting because I meet many different types of people in different bands, as you so mentioned earlier. But I play a few groups as well. We play at Catsy's. We're actually playing the 25th this month. mm-hmm. with a band called Funk to Jazz. Lovely band. It's a jazz, proper jazz band with some top musicians in it. Play funk music and jazz music combined. And we take some, you know, regular music and we turn it into jazz. And it's quite cool. You should come check it out.
I look forward to seeing it.
Also, sorry, if I may say.
You must say, go.
I do some solo work at the Sand and Sun on the pool deck at mm-hmm. the, you know, on the sixth floor sand deck. And pretty much everything else.
And then you travel the world. And I've got to tell you something. You know, you love Arez, the family restaurant.
Yes, yeah.
He plays there with it. My mother's obsessed with him. So there you got Lebanese place. Jazz music. Seriously, yeah, Lebanese jazz music, which I think it's the coolest thing.
Saxophone and baklava just go together like
hummus, saxophone, tabbouleh salad, and the Lebanese pa. Letha, and you know, you and I've made Lebanese pas.
Yes.
We have. We're at our friend Chris Emmanuel's place.
Yes, of course.
We've made more Lebanese pas and eaten more Lebanese pas. In Nasna, yeah. Actually, yes. So we go back a long
way. Your mother's a sweetheart. When you walk in there, you're so welcome. She's great, beautiful, lovely lady.
But the thing is that you travel. So how can people follow you? Where do we find you? Because you don't have social media, which is cool. You're just
I'm useless.
off the grid.
I just do what I do, you know.
A little bird told me that you go to Chicago quite a bit, and you've become friends with a lot of the mafia.
Yes, I've traveled a lot to Chicago. I've got friends there.
And you can say no comic.
And I've got a lot of Italian friends.
You know, Philip, they told you not to mention anything on the radio. On the wireless.
Cut your throat, man.
But you know, you don't need your niece to play saxophone. This is a bonus.
Well, the thing is, you can get into some of the most amazing clubs if you know the right people.
Mm. Really?
And they did get me in there.
Worked for Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. They just phoned the guy up and say, Frank, get him in there. He's coming tonight.
It worked for Barack Obama, if you've got to think about it. So he's from Chicago, Illinois. So
really? Was he friends with the mafia?
But you never know.
Quite an accusation to make.
He was friends. Friends with friends with friends. We're all kind of friends with the mafia in some sense, aren't we? I mean, hold on.
Whether we know it or not.
I'm Lev. Guess what? Hey. But it's great to have you. We're going to get you to close the show playing something.
Thank
so
you.
We want something really lacquer. So get prepare something. So before you go there, I want to just say a couple of other things. Colette and Bathurst van Niekerk, great little spot. I believe, have you heard of this before? That they've got like, so now when you get your massage in winter, you don't have to feel cold because there's like...
Warm electric blankets.
Electric blankets, yeah. And they put it all over you. And what is the best? What do people love the most? Is it the massage? Is it the facial? Do you do that wrap where you extract all the fat? That's a good question.
Oh, well, I think there's a need for different type of treatment. So there are a lot of people that come for massages once a month because it's nice and relaxing. So our most popular massage is the general one, a nice Swedish massage. But we also do have mud clay wraps and a Rizul chamber go into.
The Rizul's fun, by the way. Yeah. You and your partner, you mud each other up. You can do some things in there. I'm just saying, some things in there.
Yeah. Okay, well.
So skinsense.co.za. Please, we look forward to it. We're going to go try it next week, so we're going to try it out.
Awesome,
thank you.
Great.
Thank you for coming into the studio. Thank you for massaging our guests. And guys, please join the team because they're all on Twitter. They can all and meet the guys and sort something out afterwards.
Perfect, thanks.
And then I want to end on the fact that this phenomenal show is happening at Daphne's Place. At
Daphne's Place.
Auden General Theatre.
Pop on over to Daphne's.
It's Green Man Flashing, and it opens tonight. And I want to thank Letha Bam, my friend.
Thank
and
you.
Long-term crazy. We've had Jules in our lives.
Yes, no. We can't talk about those on the radio, though.
We spoke about Lebanese part. We've danced on the ceilings of
yes,
the world.
Yes, no. Had some good times.
And Kate, I haven't got to know you as yet, but I love licorice, so I think you and I could just be there.
And I'll take a whiskey at the bar if you come and watch the show, and Letha will have a...
I'll have one of those too. Okay. Yeah. I'm a whiskey man myself.
If you come and watch the show, you can get us two Jamesons at the bar. Would be great afterwards. We'll chat to you.
Which we'll do. Caton, what are you doing next? What's your next project after this?
Oh, I'm going to be doing another play, but I can't talk about it.
Okay, so we can't talk. But look because, out for that. We'll get you back on.
Lebanese mafia.
We'll get you back on the line to chat about it. And Letha, what's up next for you?
Obviously, doing this play for a while, we're actually going to be I don't know if I can talk about that, Jess. We're going to be taking it to Grahamstown most likely.
Yeah.
Can I do that?
Yes.
Okay, cool. We're going to Grahamstown with the play, and obviously I'm always still working on music and that kind of thing. I always keeping myself busy.
And then traveling back to America to
Got another 11 songs to but complete your album.
Of course, exactly.
Looking at behind the scenes. Concentrating on just being fabulous, good looking. I mean, it's a hard job. It's a thin, hard job.
The thin, the rich, and fabulous. I told you. That's
looking this good.
Okay, so
I'll take that. Thanks.
Don't miss the show at Auton General Theatre on the Square, and of course wherever it travels around the country. Other great things happening. Don't miss The Sound of Music happening at the phenomenal Teatro. We've also got just to come up with a few things that are going through my head very quickly. Peter Dirk Ace.
Don't forget the Rush Productions thing at Empress Palace.
Peter Dirk Ace is also at Monty. We've got the wonderful Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction,
which
yes.
Is also Ashley Dowd. Ashley Dowd, that's also happening there.
Oh.
So but out of all of those, ours is the best.
I'm just saying.
I can guarantee that. So,
come see ours first.
Come to ours first.
See everything.
And then the bar is set, and then you can go and watch all the
Absolutely.
Others and
even
and
if
compare.
They think it's a green guy in a trench coat. So,
so let's have a little bit of sax. Phil, what are we going to play out with? Let's hear what's going on here. Okay. Let's get some let's mood here. Nathan, isn't it so lovely to have a live sax? You never know what you're going to get in this show, honey. You never know.
Thank you.
Maybe you
Let's
can do
remind
this.
You, this is not real jazz, though.
Well, I'm just saying it's a vibe. It's
commercial jazz.
Yes.
Commercial jazz.
Jazz people but are very fussy about what's jazz and what isn't.
Let's
Used to be, if it's not classical, it's jazz. Not anymore. Oh, yeah. I'm from Motown.
Go. Once, go. I'm so in love with you. What are you talking about?
Really?
So
I didn't know you felt that way.
In love with you.
Oh.
Come on, Lisa.
Come
Whatever
on.
You want to do.
Oh, I love me some Al Green.
With me. Go, Lisa.
I didn't come here to say no.
With you. So brand new.
Have I find a key in the morning? Nah, thank you.
This is the way it goes, guys. One, and. Another verse.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to The Unview. With guests, special guests, Skin Sense, Nick Rush, a whole liter of whiskey, all sorts of liquor.
It's beautiful up to this point. Because we just can't do this. And you know, this is why, Anita? Because we should, but we can't right now. One, two, three. Let's.
Oh, my morning voice, man.
Let's stay together. Loving you forever. Weather. Times are good or bad. And we should have stayed together, but it's the end of the show. This is The Unview with Alan Ford and Nathan Rowe, where don't ever forget, you're on cliffcentral.com. We don't know, are we the thin, the rich, but we are most certainly the
fabulous.
The fabulous. Love you all.
Bye.
The Unview on cliffcentral.com.